Today is July 28th, 2024. I am Lissa Kramer and I am here with Esther Green. We are in Bethel, Alaska. Esther, thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed today. And as we've discussed, we'll be talking about plants that are around Bethel that didn't used to be here. And anything you know or want to say about them. So you are welcome to share anything in your own language or in English, however you want to discuss it. These recordings will be freely available to the public and might encourage others to learn about plants and about their culture. And the intent is that the knowledge you share will be preserved and made accessible to anyone interested in learning, and that could be your great-grandchildren. This and other recordings about ethnobotany will become a part of the oral history collection at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and will be placed online eventually in the Ethnobotany Project Jukebox hosted by the university. So let's start with introductions. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are or your family and where you're from?
My name is Esther Green. The one of the first missionaries named me that because my mom only had my Yupik name, no English name.
What was your Yupik name?
Nukahtlipku. Yeah. That and the one of the first missionaries, his name was Mr. Harry Trodal. Yeah, he and his wife, they became my really good friends after I got old, when they moved here to Bethel to serve. Yeah, so that's how I got my English name. Okay, I was born and raised in Nunavichok, Alaska. There weren't that many people. They weren't there. There wasn't any, a whole lot of fancy shelters. They were built with either lumber or driftwood, just all handmade. That's where I was born. I was born in a sod house, and I was raised in the sod house with the wild animals. I picked from the tundra. My mother tells me, if you want a pet, get this type. Don't get this type because they can die the next day. There are some ducks that have no nine lives, but turned seagulls. Those kind of birds, they live long.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So my life story in my thing is lots living with me and my dogs and wild animals from somewhere that come to eat, because I feed them. They have little holes here and there.
That's
so
wonderful.
I put pancake, whatever I eat, and they come to eat, and after they eat, they just leave, take off. But these birds, when you tame them, they're just like people.
How so?
Seagulls. When you eat, they come to the table and they share the soup or food with me, my pets. So that's my life in my sad house. When there was a great big TB epidemic, government moved us here to Bethel so that my stepfather don't have to work so hard, but he needs to do a lot of resting for his TB.
Oh, how old were you when you moved to Bethel?
Maybe 13, 14.
Like,
you know, back those days, I didn't care about how old I was, because we didn't have any birthday parties, so I don't know.
Well, that's fine. I was thinking if you were very small or medium small or older. You were medium small. 13, 14. How old?
Oh. It was when I was displaced to Moravian Children's Home. That's when I realized I have a birth date.
Wow.
Because it was run by the first missionaries, one of the first.
Wow.
Not the very first, but somewhere along the way they came and they were placed 3 miles upriver from Kuitsuk, village of Kuitsuk.
Were the plants very different when you moved to Bethel?
I didn't think of plants.
Really?
I didn't think of anything. I think my mind was not ready to be part of universe or land or plants. The only thing I can think of is berry picking and picking up the sour ducks, chamomile, tundra tea. In their own season, I picked these under the direction of my mom, because I grew up with my mom, only my mom.
And you had the wild chamomile always?
Always, plenty.
Even way out in the village, out before
right
you moved to Bethel?
Right in the village.
Wow.
Nobody picks them. We pick them and we use them when we play. We eat them. We cook them. We drink them.
How do you cook them? Do you just boil?
Just boil. And then we can eat them. Go sneak up a little bit of sugar, salt.
So you boil the wild chamomile, the whole plant?
Mm-hmm.
The whole plant? And then you...
Before the stem gets hard.
Oh, okay. So when it's still flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And before flowers? Does it have flowers?
Even have little...
Little flowers, okay.
They have flowers. Well, they can have none, and they can. It's just alike. We eat them raw or cooked.
Well, I'm going to have to try it. I haven't had them yet. My grandfather showed me what they were, but he would just pinch the tops, and we would just smell them because we didn't know we could eat them.
You can eat them. You can even dip in seal oil. Nowadays, people that don't like seal oil, they use, what do you call that? Famous oil now.
Olive oil?
Olive oil, yeah.
Okay. Raw or cooked, and you can dip them in olive oil or seal oil, and mm-hmm. you can put sugar mm-hmm. on them.
Yeah.
And I think you said you make them into tea?
Mm-hmm.
You also have tea with them?
Yeah. You can have one piece of stem with leaves and put that in the cup and pour hot water.
Do you take that for medicine or just for just because you like to drink
just
it?
Tea.
Just good flavor?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they say it's good for your health. But which part, we didn't know. But we know it was good for our health. And we drink it with no thought. And especially we like the smell.
I do too.
And the taste.
So now that we're recording, can you tell me a little bit more again about what you were saying about valerian?
Nobody seems like nobody knows. And so there are some people that I know, they know, but how come they don't want to take me out and show me where they grow? I've heard a lot about them, but I don't know where to look because I don't know where they grow.
What do they use the valerian for?
Hmm?
What's the valerian used for?
There's many, and it's in the books. You can fancy up your net with them. Or you could just bundle them up, tie them up, and hang them in your house for good smelling nature's smell, really perfuming.
Ooh, that sounds very nice.
Nature by itself.
Can you think of other plants that that were maybe brought in from outside that are here now that didn't used to be here?
Well, I'm not used to this tea that comes from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not used to. Not all of them. Some I like after reading the label,
mm-hmm.
what's good for you. I gotta let my system, gotta talk to my system. This is good for blah, blah, blah. You have to like it.
Are there plants that you see now that are maybe growing that didn't used to grow here?
I don't know that. But the plants that you guys know that grow around here, they were growing everywhere.
Is that different now?
Well, they're getting scarcer every year. Some years there's plenty, some years they don't grow. Maybe because of the climate change.
Have you noticed anything? I've heard a few folks say there didn't used to be trees here.
Only willows.
Just willows?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of other kinds now.
There's trees all over. Yeah.
What do you think about that? Do you like the trees, or do you use any of the trees, or do you like looking at them?
They have many use for them. For fish, housed, home to keep the house warm, mm-hmm. for wood stove. Wood stoves are disappearing too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So people are not getting wood. Some do, some still do. They gather logs for their wood stoves.
Why did you mention fish with the trees? What do the trees have to do with fish?
You use them for smoking.
Oh, so how did you smoke the fish before the trees?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
You use chamomile. Put it on the fire and let it smoke.
You smoked the fish with the chamomile?
Mm-hmm, my mom did.
Ooh, that would be nice to try.
Yeah.
Hmm. Trying to think. I want to look at some of those plants to see. Because some of them, I think, have been here a long time, and people think that they're just from here. Do you know dandelions?
I never pay attention to them.
Yeah?
Because I hear people hate them.
Okay. That's also good to know.
Yeah.
What about daisies? Do you ever see those?
Maybe out in the tundra.
Yeah?
No. I don't.
Don't pay attention?
No.
You only see the plants you use?
Only the plants I grew up with and the plants I pick.
Let's see. Have you ever seen one like this?
Oh, yeah.
Where does that grow? That's the...
They grow with grass.
Yeah? Well, some people call this foxtail barley, and some people call it squirrel tail. You call it anything?
Hmm?
Do you have any name for that?
Mm-mm.
It's just out there.
Just a pretty grass.
They are kind of pretty.
Yeah.
Let me think. So, what about, might be kind of hard to see, what about this one?
What's that?
This one, it's a pea shrub, but it comes from Russia. It comes from over across the way. Some people find these, but not very much.
Hmm.
Have you ever seen it?
Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in them.
I grew up with this one, but I haven't seen it here yet, but somebody told me that they'd seen this. This one. We used to call that pigweed back home, but people in Alaska...
What do you call them at home?
Pigweed?
Oh.
Do you know that? Some people call it lamb's quarters.
No.
I know in some places they eat it.
Oh, yeah?
Just like spinach. Just...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about these other ones. I don't think they saw a lot of them out here, so I was just curious if people who spend a lot of time in the tundra have ever seen them out there. Let's see. This is another one. Sometimes you see this in the city a lot. This one, it gets like little hearts on it.
What's this?
Shepherd's purse. Good name, huh?
Yeah.
They think that these little seed pods are like in the shape of old time shepherds from like, I don't know where, Europe or something. Like their bags that they would carry. But they look like this. They're like little bushy and they like to grow around the concrete and the streets.
I never really see in paved roads in Anchorage. I see plants growing here and there. But
not here?
They don't interest me.
Yeah, I could understand that.
Yeah.
Ruth Yvonne told me about a plant that she uses now that she didn't used to see here. Beach grass grows along some of the roads.
Beach?
She called it beach grass.
You mean saltwater grass?
Yeah, it grows about this tall.
What they make them with?
She weaves baskets.
Oh, that's a saltwater grass. Yeah.
Oh, you know that one.
I know them.
Where do they come from?
From the coast.
Yeah. Do you see
them? They have a lot of gravel around there. And the roads, when they make roads or something, they bring in from down or alongside of the ocean.
Yeah.
Bring it here and put it on our roads. And that's where they grow.
Yeah, Ruth pointed to some to me so I would know which plant it was. But have you heard of other people using those for anything?
Mats, baskets, dance fans.
Dance fans?
Yeah. And they use many. They make anything. And they're all so pretty.
She showed me some mats and some flat bowls that she made from them. They were very pretty.
Mm.
And there was some seal gut that she used to embroider on them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was neat.
Mm. Boy, she's lucky. She had a disabled husband. Where she get those things from?
She picks them, or her family picks them for her. She makes them.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
She has a good family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so those are all of the things that I can think of asking about for this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other things you want to say on the recording before we wrap up?
I'd love to learn more about the use of some plants I know.
Yeah?
Like fireweeds.
Yeah?
They're so pretty.
I love them.
Mm. I like to pick... Not for me, but I know somebody uses them, and I could give it to that person. That's what I do. It's what I love to do.
Oh, to pick the fireweed?
Anything.
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 Me too.
I like to share. I was born doing that. My main job was to take care of elders. Pick things for them. And that's what my mom taught me. Mm.
Well, I like doing that too.
Mm-hmm.
But I live in Seattle. And my elders are all in Minnesota, so I need to find my Seattle elders.
You can look around in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Look around. Visit their old people home.
Mm-hmm.
Get connected with somebody. If you don't do that, there's nothing out there. Only way far away. but then protect your home. Connect with something, somebody, an old person to start with.
I will.
Mm-hmm. And my mom used to say, any old person that's way older than you, that's your elder. Mm-hmm. Get connected. And you can adopt that person as your elder. And from that, it might expand.
Like Diane adopted you?
Oh, yeah. She's named after my daughter, Diane.
Wow.
That's why when I first saw her, there was something there that really tightly connected me to her. And I knew it was my daughter. Some people, her students, some of them say, "Esther, I saw your daughter," and they mean Diane. "Esther, where's your daughter?" "What's my daughter? What's your daughter's phone number?"
I know she feels that way about you too.
Mm.
Well, Esther, thank you so much for your time and everything that you shared.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.